Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Erica in Chagrin Falls, good morning.
Good morning.
So you mentioned that your husband is mad at you. Why is that?
Well, last week when I called when Alyssa was sick, I rushed him off the phone to listen to the game. So I texted in and said something. So he was so mad at me because he was out of town and I hadn't seen him or talked to him, you know, in a little bit.
Oh, wow. So you just wanted to listen to the game.
Last week, but now I'm like, I need to win something to so he's not mad at me anymore about constantly getting off the phone with him to listen to the show.
Yeah, now you're a contestant. You could win Cavs tickets.
Yes, I'm so nervous.
So it's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Here is question number one. It's the land down under.
Australia.
Question two. What global retailer is known for its furniture you build yourself along with their meatballs?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Question three. The 1990s all-girl band that included members named Scary, Ginger, and Baby.
Spice Girls?
Fourth question. In hospital lingo, what color code represents a life-threatening emergency?
Red.
And our final question. It's a multiple-choice question. In Mexico, when children lose their teeth, they are visited at night not by the tooth fairy, but the tooth mouse or the tooth turtle?
Mouse.
All right, Erica.
Oh, God.
Are you still nervous?
Very.
Let me get Alyssa back in here.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Erica, you did really well. 3 out of 5 today.
Oh, my gosh.
3 out of 5. That is pretty good. Alyssa is making her way back into the studio. Alyssa, meet Erica in Chagrin Falls.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Remember the person last week that texted us that their husband was out of town and they were on the phone with them and then they hung up?
Yes.
Because they wanted to hear Alyssa's College of Knowledge. That's Erica, and she's a contestant today.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad we get to play.
Yes. I was so nervous. I'm so bad at trivia.
You know what? It's early. That's okay. We're going to give it our all.
She didn't do too bad. She got 3 out of 5. So that's what you need,
oh,
Alyssa.
That's not even too bad, Erica. Jeez.
I know. I was shocked.
You need 3 to tie and 4 to win. Let's go. It's the land down under.
Australia.
Okay. The easy one out of the way, perhaps. Question number 2. What global retailer is known for its furniture you build yourself along with their meatballs?
IKEA.
That's correct.
I was going to say that.
Question 3. The 1990s all-girl band that included members named Scary, Ginger, and Baby.
The Spice Girls.
We've got a tie. In hospital lingo, what color code represents a life-threatening emergency?
Code red. No?
Sorry, in hospital terms, it's code blue.
Oh, I almost code said blue. Code blue, too.
I only remember that from watching ER.
Mm.
Final question is a multiple choice question. In Mexico, when children lose their teeth, they are visited at night not by the tooth fairy, but the tooth mouse or the tooth turtle.
I hope it's the tooth turtle.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not. It's the tooth mouse.
Okay, that's still really cute, though. I kind of love that.
That means it's a tie today during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Unfortunately, Erica, all ties go to the house. So Alyssa is the winner today in Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, that's okay. I'm proud I did it.
Well, hey, Erica, we got some good news for you.
Yes.
We're so happy you're a loyal listener.
And we got some Cavs tickets for you.
Yay! My husband will be so excited.
That'll make up for ghosting him.
Yes, yes, if Charlie will.
Yep, I hope you're not doing anything on Saturday because you got two tickets to see the Cavs take on the Rockets.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. My name is Erica, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
All right, it's Mark in Concord. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa unfortunately wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions, Mark?
I'm ready.
Let's go. The company who has the slogan, "You're in good hands."
State Farm.
Question two. The name of the movie or fantasy series where Frodo Baggins is attempting to destroy the One Ring.
Okay. Lord of the Rings.
Our third question today. The name of his record label is Rockefeller Records.
I don't know.
Fourth question. He was a monkey, and his best friend was the man with the yellow hat.
Curious George.
Final question. If you are really into fitness, you might be interested in your BMI. What does BMI stand for?
Body mass index.
Nice job, Mark. You got 3 out of 5 today.
Ugh, a little rough. I was hoping for better. I want to beat her.
Let's see if we can make that happen. First, we got to get her back in the studio. She'll be in a second. We've got Cavs tickets on the line. Cavs play the Pistons on Monday night. So that's what we're playing for today. Alyssa, come on in. Sit down. Have a seat. Put on some headphones.
All right.
Mark in Concord.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Marky Mark.
He went 3 for 5 today.
Okay.
He says he wants to beat you.
Oh, you do now, do you?
I do. We listen every day, so.
All right. Well, let's see if we can make that wish come true. I hope not.
If Alyssa gets 3, it's a tie, and she still wins 4 to outright win. Here's question number 1. The company who has the slogan, "You're in good hands."
Allstate? Wow, yes.
Allstate is correct, yes.
Oh, my God, I don't even know where that came from.
The name of the movie slash fantasy series where Frodo Baggins is attempting to destroy the One Ring.
Lord of the Rings.
That is correct. Question 3. The name of his record label is Rockefeller Records.
Is it Jay-Z?
It is Jay-Z. Oh. Question 4. He was a monkey. And his best friend was the man with the yellow hat.
Curious George.
Alyssa going for the clean sweep today. If you are really into fitness, you might be interested in your BMI. What does BMI stand for? She's not going to get this one, Mark. She's not into fitness.
Body mass index.
Oh.
Let's go.
Alyssa.
You said I wouldn't. I did it anyways.
Wow.
Show off.
I deserve that.
Hey, Mark, thanks for listening and thanks for playing. We've got the Cavs tickets for you anyway, buddy.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. My name is Mark, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.